about Abel Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house. I'm doing this audio this Sunday afternoon from my office at the church. I am pressed in the spirit to testify to America, to the preachers of America, the things that God would say today. I am stirred in my spirit to preach the gospel to all of you preachers that have rejected my gospel for all these 33 years on public radio and television, and in this building, I am speaking from now. I praise God for the opportunity to speak these words to you, to the preachers, to the people, to the politicians, to the presidents, to everyone in America that served since 1981 in any office. Praise God. I am pressed, stressed to the utmost in my heart. My body has been stricken, afflicted by the tongues of people set on fire from hell, full of deadly poison. But God has upheld me. I am doing great. I'm 82 years of age and a little over a half, preaching this gospel that God sent me to preach and that you have rejected. You thought you had the word. Well, you didn't have the word of God. You had the wrong spirit in you in the first place. So I'm showing you a link to previous communications to all of you, all you preachers, all of you religionists, all you politicians, all you presidents, and everyone else. It is grievous to think that a servant of God could minister the truth to you and you reject it, but that made no difference to you. I described myself to all of you as a heel fly on an elephant, and that heel fly is a nuisance to that elephant, although that heel fly has no truth. But I've been treated as a heel fly on the heels of the preachers, politicians, presidents, and all authorities in America. And you, my friends, are reaping what you have sowed. In the book of Galatians, it says this, chapter 6, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever things you soweth, so shall you reap." America, you're reaping today what you have sowed. And it is not pretty, it's ugly, and it's going to get worse. I pray that you believe my gospel, how that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to Scripture. He was buried, he rose again the third day according to the Scripture. I've said all the Lord wants me to say for now. Love y'all. God bless you. See you next time. Good day. Doyle Davidson, Plano, Texas.